My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, they're a good football team, and as always, you got to respect everyone. And so when you look at the pieces they've been able to add, I think they had, you know, a number of picks in the top 100 players this past year in the draft, and they've added some explosive weapons on offense with Marvin Harrison Jr. and, you know, the new running back they got out of Florida State, Benson. So very impressed with their personnel offensively and their ability to be explosive. Certainly Kyler Murray, Trey McBride, their tight end, who's really good, and we'll have our hands full on that side of the ball. And then defensively, they've got some interesting schemes, some unique schemes, in fact, and some really good players, with Buda Baker over there being one of them.
Sean McDermott this morning on WGR. Check it out if you missed it at the Audacy app, AUDACY. 4, 5, 6, 7 picks in the top 100, I count. So, yeah, that's the number. 7 picks in the top 100, Arizona. And 8 if you want to go to 104. It's a lot.
What are we counting up again? I'm sorry.
Draft picks this year.
Okay.
They had 8 of the first 104 picks.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the fourth pick into the fourth round, they'd picked 8 guys.
Wow. Right? That's a top-heavy draft class. Yeah.
I know this because I just went looking once I heard McDermott speak there. So what I do to find things like this out is I open a tab in my browser. And for the second time today, on my way to this information, you get that homepage.
Sure.
With news and quote news.
Yeah.
And, you know, things that...
What's happening
computers,
in the world? What's hot?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Things that your machine feels like it knows you would be interested in.
Right.
Which is sort of always creepy to me.
Here, let me open mine up. Oh, yeah. Golf shoes. Okay, go ahead.
Twice today, the main picture and story has been a ranking of Kurt Russell movies. Know why?
Because we talked about Kurt Russell in here the other day.
That, or that the story I told, I talked about him at home the night before when my daughter was watching a movie with him in it. And I couldn't believe that Kurt Russell would be sky high. Mm-hmm. Kurt Russell would be in this movie. So the extent of it is, because I've never Googled him, I think. Mm-hmm. You know what? I did, actually. I did after that. So I did do a search.
There you go.
Let's hope it's that and not just that I said his name.
It's got to be that. Well, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say so definitively, but it sure.
The cookies.
Assuredly.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
Because there have been times when I don't remember doing anything online, but maybe talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like ads on your mm-hmm. music provider or something are just like so specific to what you're into. That's the world.
Yep.
I think, you know, we've talked about this game a lot, and we'll have Sal on at 5. Yesterday got into a little bit how Arizona was quite a run-heavy team last year. They have James Conner, who did a good job for them. Even though he's older, he's been very effective for the Cardinals. Goes into the season healthy, as far as we know. You'd presume that. And so maybe this is a game where, if the Bills are not buttoned up, Arizona runs the ball a lot and successfully. I think that might go both ways in this game. I think it's a James Cook game. And I'm clinging to that because of the combination of two things. One, everything I've said all summer about what I picture their offense wanting to be and wanting to look like. You know, run first. If not first, run more run-oriented than average, which is what they were once Brady took over, and they won almost every game that way. And what's changed with the roster. All of that adds up to me to they think that's the way to go here, somewhat out of necessity and also by design. And the Cardinals were vulnerable, I mean, quite, in that department themselves. So this could be a game where both running backs or both teams are looking to win this game on the ground. And that includes Allen, of course, and it might include Murray. And I wonder if it includes Ray Davis, because I think he should have some role here. Maybe it's 5 carries. Maybe it's more. It is his first game. And if Cook is effective, they might not need to, you know, go back and forth so much.
If he's the first guy in, the way the depth chart is listed, he I'm just double checking. Oh no, he is behind Ty Johnson, at least at our lads looking at that. And that surprised me. I thought it was different most of the year, but anyway, if he's first in, you know, and the depth chart tells you he shouldn't be, but who knows what they'll actually do. I would guess like 5 to 7 carries. And the run-heavy idea, I think with all the new in the receiving core, I think you might want to sort of ease into the year a little bit. You know, I mean, it certainly can be opponent-specific, too. If this was a team that was stellar against the run, maybe you would, you know, just go about it like, you know, put your passing game together and just go have Josh Allen do his thing. But I think with the new moving parts and a team that is susceptible to getting run on, or at least was last year, I could see that. I could see sort of just easing in from a passing standpoint, because as great as Allen is, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know how any of this is going to work. And I don't know how much they know how it's all gonna work. You know, it's a lot of new there. So it would make sense if you were successful last year, which you were doing that, and you trust your guys, you've even got a new guy that you drafted to add into the mix, and you've got sort of, you know, uncertainty, I guess is how I'll put it, as far as who's gonna do what for you in your passing game, it makes sense to kind of rely on the run game. You know, until you feel confident, and maybe they already do, and they'll just come out slinging it 17 times in a row like that one Jet game back early in Allen's career when they did that. Maybe that'll end up being what they do because they are comfortable and confident with what they've got. But it would make sense to me if you eased into it, because you don't want to have unnecessary, like, by forcing yourself into, like, let's go throw it because we have Josh Allen, turnovers and mistakes that could hurt you. So I could see them leaning on a run game, especially in this game.
You know, you could, this is maybe stretching it, but you could put in one more factor. And I'm thinking about Lamar Jackson a little bit for this. Allen has not always been sharp in week one. The Ram game, as I remember the Ram game, it took a minute. You had an early Cook fumble, but then they got going. He ends up having a great night. Last year, the stats are good. Did he have a great night last year against the Jets?
No.
The Steeler game that they lost prior to that. Then you had a couple, if it's not going back too far, to make it. Oh, wait a minute. I got to put these in the right, because there's 3 Jet games. Yeah, last year was not good. Rams, pretty good, if not very good. Pittsburgh was good numbers, but 58%, one touchdown pass. Then you have the game, the COVID year against the Jets at home, at the Jets. Doesn't really help to do all of this. It's just, why I mentioned Jackson is Warren Sharp had his numbers from openers, or maybe even just the first half of openers. And he said, you got to get this guy preseason action next year.
Yeah.
Because it just, it's taking him too long to get going. And that could be said of Allen, right? I mean, if you think about last year, a couple of other examples to varying degrees. We'll see what happens Sunday. If he's great right off the bat Sunday, then you don't have this, you know, complaint. But if you are thinking this way, or maybe you have some reason, if the Bills have some reason to think Allen needs to sort of ramp up here, another reason why it could be a more conservative offense. 803-0550 is the number. We'll have more on this, of course, when Sal Capaccio joins us at 5. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.